Are you an author? Thinking about writing a book? Well, you're in the right spot. In episode 27, my interview with Kathleen Boucher, award-winning author, she's going to share a number of tips with you about how to help you write your book faster, get your book into bookstores, and a little tip that I didn't know about, book insurance. Now sit back and enjoy episode 27. It's time for Calm Cafe. This is episode 27, my interview with award-winning author Kathleen Boucher. And let me share a little bit about Kathleen. Kathleen is a five-time author. She's been in the nursing field for over 37 years, lives here in just outside of Toronto, and mother of two, wife. And an interesting fact about Kathleen is when she was 4 years old, she actually developed polio. The doctor said she would never be able to walk. And guess what? By 5 years old, she was walking. And now sit back and enjoy my interview with on Calm Cafe. Please welcome to the show, Kathleen Boucher.
Good morning, Dwayne. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we pretty much right. I'm reading it off of your website, so I think I did okay about nursing career. You said you still are nursing. So I love it when people do what they love, because it is a job. But if that's your passion, then you say jobs aren't a bad thing. Jobs can be a good thing. So what's your opinion about having, you know, the importance of a job versus doing what you love?
I think I'm fortunate because the job that I have, I work in the intensive care unit at Kingston Science Health Centers. I love it. I absolutely love it. But I thought, well, eventually I may retire. And so my father always said, you know, before you die, you must give value to the world. And I thought, well, how am I going to do that? And I ended up joining the School of Online Business and took an online business course. And at the time, it was a leap of faith. I just thought, you know, I have to do something different. But I didn't know what. So I went to bed every night saying, what am I supposed to do to give value? And I dreamt about writing children's books, which totally blew me away. And that's how I got started. So I absolutely love writing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that you can love writing because though you are selling your books, you're not trying to make a living as a starving writer. You have a good paying job, and then mm-hmm. you can write for passion and then monetize your passion, but still enjoy life.
So absolutely.
Good for you. All right, and I forgot to mention that you are a mother too. So I'm reading your bio, and I forgot the important parts to say that you have you have two lovely children. You're married, and so were the children the inspiration for writing children's books, or what got you into writing children's books instead of some other type of book?
Well, so they always tell you, you know, if you're going to maintain your passion and overcome obstacles, you have to have a why. Mm-hmm. Also know that whatever they choose to do, if they have that stick-with-itness, doesn't matter, you know, what happens, they will accomplish what they've set out to do. So that's my legacy.
Wonderful. I like that a lot. All right. We scripted a couple questions here to get us started. So why don't we... all right, let's just give you some credibility as to why you're going to talk about what we talk about today. How many books have you written so far?
So I wrote A Simple Idea to Empower Kids based on the power of love, choice, and belief. It was published in 2014 and won an award. And 2 weeks later, I had a dream, and the dream was if I change the pictures and the cover, but keep the content, I can publish A Simple Idea to Empower Kids, Teens Edition, and that won 2 awards. And then I thought, you know, how can I become more credible? And I was contacted by Joe Vitale's business the person that does the media, and I wrote a chapter in a book called The Prosperity Factor, and there was 37 other authors that it was kind of a conglomeration of their life story. So that gave me credibility. And then I published a book with Mary Hargill and 14 other women called Who's Gonna Stop Us Now? And that became a bestseller, and so did Joe Vitale's book. And at that point, I asked my subconscious mind, okay, what's my next step? So I had a dream. Actually, it was kind of like an aha moment. I was at work, and the word Elliot popped into my mind. So I Googled Elliot, and it means Jehovah. And I thought, well, I can't write a book just for a boy. I need a girl's name. So the name Emma popped into my mind, and I Googled the meaning of Emma, and it means nurse. And at that point, the hairs on the back of my neck went up, and I thought, okay. So I came up with the title, 9 Ways to Empower Tweens, with Emma and Elliot. And I walked over to my colleague, Todd, and I said, how do you help your son present in class? And his son was 8 years old at the time. And he said, I tell him to be prepared so as not to be scared. And that became the chapter of the first chapter. So that's how, so I find I get ideas, or a lot of the ideas come in dreams, and, you know, just things that when I take time to sit quietly and ask myself these questions, I get the answers.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So I did the math. I was keeping score there. So 3 books on your own and 2 co-authoring. So right. 5 books. Wonderful.
Right.
And then, all right, so now we've established your nice resume of, so if people didn't know you ahead of time, so now we can talk about how did you get, I guess, how did you, we talked a little bit about, but how did you actually get started writing? Because again, as a nurse, I'm sure you live a, you live a busy life, a busy career, and having kids and all those other things. So lots of people say, you know, I don't have time to write. I don't have this, you know, lots of reasons for excuses. So how did you get started?
The person that really helped me, and we talk about mentors and finding somebody who knows the business, was a woman by the name of Kate Bandus. She's now retired. Her business was publishing, or not publishing. She is a publicist. And she told me to log on to Haro, H-A-R-O, which is Help a Reporter Out. And they will send you, I think they send you an email every day, and they're looking for articles to write in their newspapers on different subjects. So at the time, she told me that I must have at least 5 articles written, polished, edited, and proofread pertaining to anything that I that was related to the books that I wrote, so that they could be linked back, the articles could be linked back to my books. Oddly enough, it would take me 2 hours to write 1 article. I wasn't very good at it. I had never done it before. But I kept plugging away to the point that I've done it so often now, and it's been 3 years, I can do an article in 20 minutes. And then my system is, once I write the article, I will send it to a person that I deal with on Fiverr.com. He usually gets it back to me in 24 hours. It's proofread, it's edited, and then it's ready to go. So from a marketing point of view, I'll give you an example. There's a website called thewellnessuniverse.com, and they have over 400,000 viewers a month. And they have, if you write a series of articles, they will, and they accept them, they will post one article per week. If you write an article based on, say, subjects they're looking for in that particular month, they will, and they accept it, they will post the article once a month. So I could write an article every month. If they accept it, it'll get posted. So that's an easy way to get marketing for whatever you're looking for.
Yeah.
But they ask that you edit it and get it perfect before you submit it.
Right. But again, as you said, if our listeners don't know about the website Fiverr, it's a great resource, and it, you know, it can cost you as little as $5. It can cost you a bit more, and then you can find, you know, find people that are really good at editing. So I'm a numbers guy. I'm not necessarily the words guy, but I can write and then have someone actually edit it to make sure that if I am sending it off to be published, I want to make sure that I'm following the English grammar rules. So wonderful.
Right.
So that's, thank you so much. And I had heard of Help a Reporter out through my colleague Nancy Gaines, and when we were doing stuff with Peak Potentials, they had mentioned that. So I hadn't. Oh, so thank you for sharing that again, because I had forgotten about that. Now our listeners are going to learn about how different ways to get, and it's really about putting a strategy together. You just don't write a book and become and hope someone finds you, but to build up an audience for yourself.
Right.
Wonderful.
Can I recommend a book that I use all the time? It was fairly expensive. It was $52, but I'm telling you, this book is worth its weight in gold. Because just as a cover on a book will sell your book before the person reads your book, this book is called Advertising Headlines that Make You Rich. And it's by David Garfinkel. And he has covered every single topic you can think of. And he gives you these ideas for headlines. So if you are writing something that you want people to really catch their eye, I highly recommend, he's done the work for you. I highly recommend you get the book. As I said, it's Advertising Headlines That Make You Rich. And it's Create Winning Ads, Web Pages, Sales Letter, and More by David Garfinkel.
Thank you for that, because we know it's, you could write the best content, but if someone doesn't actually open, and you guys, I'm sure you could use that for writing subject lines on emails, because if someone doesn't open your email, it doesn't matter what's inside the email. If
it
never,
exactly.
If it never gets opened.
exactly.
A great way, because we know it's about open rates, not just click rates. It's really cool.
Right.
All right. Now, when we talked about getting started, we talked about two different strategies or two different types of books, I guess. So maybe share a little bit about writing a book, like who you're writing the book for, and the two different types of books that people write, you know, the memoirs versus the
right.
providing a solution. So maybe just share a little bit before I start writing my book, you help me out to say, what type of book am I going to write?
So basically, and this is what I coach people on, because I coach people how to get their book written, and I'll give you some strategies. The first strategy is, what are you writing for? So if your intention is you just want to write, and write because you love writing, memoirs don't sell well. But if you're writing your memoir to leave a legacy for your children as to your life story, that's great. But if I don't know who you are, why would I pick up your memoir? So that's basically, historically, memoirs don't sell well. However, say you want to publish a book and you've got an absolutely fantastic idea. The question I ask you is, how do you know it's a fantastic idea? So really, to really get the information that it is a fantastic idea and that it is marketable, I recommend that you get the book, ask by Ryan Levesque. And Ryan is absolutely brilliant, and his strategy is very simple. He, in the book, tells you about four surveys that you send out. The first survey basically is to get an overall feel of what your audience wants. And then based on the second two surveys are basically to tweak that. And the last survey is to get the people that have looked at your survey but haven't bought anything. And you're basically asking them, okay, you haven't bought anything. Is there something that you really would like me to write about that I haven't thought of? And so that's just it in a nutshell. So imagine this. Say you've got this great idea and you put it out to your audience, and your audience gives you an idea that you can tweak it to make it more marketable. So now you're writing a book that your audience is going to buy. How amazing is that? Really?
I love that idea. And when you told me about that earlier, and that's why I'm glad we brought it up now in the actual podcast, because that's a, I don't know, $1 million idea. It's not your idea, but it's you sharing that idea that's worked for you. And wonderful. Because in this crowded world, there's lots of people saying, hey, write a book, write a book to become an authority, write a book just to have the book cover, or write a book to actually for what's inside the book, or why not make sure that your audience, who you've already established, you're going to write a book that someone may actually provide a solution for them. So wonderful.
Absolutely.
I like that so much. I've written it down. And we'll put it, and for anyone, if you haven't written it down, hop back into the show notes and I will summarize a few of these, the book titles and the authors and possibly where links to Amazon or where you can find them, as well as where you can, we're not done yet, but just to let people know where, how about you just share right now, Kathleen, your website, just in case people don't listen to the whole podcast. I don't know why they wouldn't, but.
I have two websites, okay. One for kids, which is greatkidsandme.com. And my coaching website is kboucheecoaching.com. Mm. I just want to let you know about one other book that I've just launched, which is a final project for a neuro coaching course I took. But it's my way of paying it forward to all the people who have helped me. The book is called Practical Neuro Wisdom, 10 Brain-Enhancing Strategies to Rapidly Reduce Stress. And I can send you the link. It's just, it's fast to read, and it so far it seems to be helping people with their stress levels.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that even though you are in a profession that you love, nursing is not stress-free. So an author writing about how to reduce your stress, coming from an author who is for 37 plus years in the nursing field, I think you'd know a little thing about stress. So writing a book about how to reduce that, I think you're qualified to be an author on the subject. So
thank you.
Wonderful. And what I will do is when you, again, I will put a link to that on in the show notes, and I'll put a link back to my website. So my website is communicationsforresults.ca. That website, the four is FOR, and it's just because I know lots of people listen and don't necessarily have a place to write things down. When you get home, you can go back and hop over to either my website or Kathleen's website, and you can find access to a lot of this great information. So, and as well as the books, award-winning books. We talked about authors. So there's lots of really great authors, and there's good authors, and then there's people that are just getting started as authors. And authors, though they know how to write, they have the challenge of they may not know how to market, or they're not marketing people. And you had a couple of strategies or ideas on how to make it easier for authors to get noticed or to at least market their books. So would you like to share a couple of those ideas with our listeners today?
One of my favorite websites for marketing and education is the authorshangout.com. If you want some free, great free stuff to learn about marketing, I highly, highly recommend that you check out that website. A couple of years ago, I was fortunate enough to be in the catalog for the independent Publishers Association. I think there's Independent Book Publishers Association, and they help people that are, self-publishers. And the article was about how to make your book stand out, which the Authors Hangout published. Basically, if you're just starting out and you don't want to spend a lot of money, I would go to Fiverr for their services for making book covers primarily. And what you do is you always contact the you scan their website for people that are, doing book covers. And I'd say pick at least three that you like, and then contact each of the people involved and say, this is what I'm writing about. And what I did was, I think with my first chapter, I sent it to the illustrator and I said, write about what you feel. And these were pictures that they designed themselves. And if they resonated with me, I bought them, and if they didn't, we'd either tweak it or I'd go on to the second or third choice. So that's always have a conversation first with the illustrator that you're dealing with to see if you want to work together. And if you're publishing paperback, black and white pictures will make your book cheaper to buy. So, you can make the cover color, but black and white, you want to make sure that whoever buys your book can afford it.
That is a great point. And to make it affordable, it has to, it's a, I'll put on my CPA accountant hat. It's, how much does it cost to print it? And you're right, if I don't have to print glossy colored pictures inside it, my cost per printing is greatly reduced. Okay, Kathleen, we've shared a lot of great content today, and I know we talked earlier that you have four tips on how to make it easier to get noticed. And what we're going to do is we're going to hold back the top three, and then you'll share your email address. So if people want the top three, they can email you directly. But just as a tease, we'll give them the number four to show them why they definitely. I did not know this. I'd never heard of this tip before. This tip is fantastic. This tip will change people's ability to get into bookstores. And when they hear this tip, they're going to race to the computer and put in your email address to get the other three because we're talking to someone who's done this before. So, okay, first off, what is your email address so people can write that, get ready to get their pens out, write down what your email address is because they're going to want to know how to get a hold of you.
Great. So my email address is K Boucher, that's Boucher, 313 at gmail.com. So K Boucher, 313 at gmail.com.
Okay. Now, what is tip number four on how to not necessarily get yourself noticed, but this is actually how to get your book into bookstores. This is fantastic.
When I published with Balboa Press, they recommended that I purchase book insurance. And book insurance is for the bookstores. So, in other words, if you've got somebody without book insurance and somebody with, and the bookstores don't know your book, they're of equal interest, they will always go with the person with book insurance. And that means that, say, the bookstore buys 20 copies and only 15 sells, and they want to send 5 books back, they can do so without having to pay for the books because they have insurance against it. And most people don't know this. So if you don't have insurance and, you know, you're trying to get into a bookstore and somebody else does, they will always go with the book that has insurance because they can return the books for free.
That is fantastic. And like I said, when I heard that, I put on my accountant hat and I said, well, if I am the purchaser for, you know, Chapters, Indigo, some of the, any of the bookstores, if I'm the purchaser, I'm going to say, what limits my risk? And buying stocking a book that has insurance, I can therefore return the inventory and not and greatly reduce my risk. So thank you so much for that. That is, people, you hopefully you hung around to like the 20-minute mark of this podcast, because that tip will change your day for sure. And Kathleen, I want to thank you so much for all of the great things that you've shared with us today about becoming a published author. Why? Like, to figure out, you know, why I want to be a writer, what we want to write about, tips on how to get started. And of course, hey, listeners, if you want, because what Kathleen, I mean, we sort of touched on it, but let's touch on it for sure right now, that Kathleen actually has a coaching practice. She actually helps authors or want to be authors or struggling authors get their book written, and she's done it super, she's done it really well with her current clients. And if you have a book idea or just not sure where to get started and trying to finish, reach out to Kathleen Boucher. I know she's got a Facebook page. It's called, your Facebook page is also, there's also the kids one, right, Kathleen?
So I've got two. I've got Kathleen Boucher, and then I've got Great Kids and Me.
Great Kids and Me. I love that. And that's, and of course, that's one of the websites was greatkidsandme.com.
Right.
And always check the show notes, people. I will put in the show notes on my website as well, some of the important points or the links, so that if you're listening to this in your car or on the train, you may not have time to write it down. So always check back to communications for results. So communicationsforresults.ca. And there you'll see links to the podcast as well as some other sample podcasts. And I actually have on there, Kathleen, a list of some books. So since I'm interviewing you today as one of my author friends, I will put a link on the book section to your books. And that way people can hop there, click on the link, and it will send them to your webpage, and they can figure out how to buy your book. If you have a child or a tween, or even just thinking about, you know, as an adult or grandchildren, why not hop over, pick up Kathleen's award-winning book? I'm really interested. I think I will order one myself, because with my boys, it's all about, I love the idea of, you know, how to empowering tweens, and my guys are 11 and 13. We're doing a pretty good job, but I'm sure I could use a few pointers from your book. If your book is as helpful as your podcast has been today, no wonder it is a award-winning book. And I love the fact that one quick thing, let's share that. I don't think we shared it, was that that book is in the self-help section. So you told me that it's the only children's, is this correct? It's the only children's book in this, like, getting an award in the self, in the big group of self-help. Is that correct?
Maybe just. It's the only children's book among adult books in Feather Quill Awards. It received silver, second place in the best self-help category in Feather Quill Awards for 2017.
Wow. So that means that the parents are reading it, and of course the children, the tweens can read it themselves too. But that's, I want to read that book now. So thank you again so much for stopping by Calm Cafe today, Kathleen. And if anyone else wants to be a guest, remember, people, just drop me a line, stop by our website, connect with me at info@DwayneRichards.com. More than happy to have guests who are authors coaches, speakers, or just entrepreneurs that are having a doing what they love to do, and come on by Calm Cafe for a virtual coffee chat. So thank you again, Kathleen. Thank you to the audience. Remember, you can hop on to iTunes, like and subscribe, and hop over to Kathleen's website and her Facebook page and connect with her as well. So have a great day.
Thank you, Dwayne.